It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
There's a Reddit thread I wanted to bring up last week.
Hey, look at you getting it right.
See, I wrote it down this time. So
you wrote down the word thread so you'd remember Reddit thread.
So I wouldn't get yelled at. So I wrote it down.
Okay.
And I know the answer to what I'm going to ask because I know it. It says the Reddit thread is, what is the worst pain you have ever experienced?
What do you think I would say?
When you broke a rib.
Two ribs. I broke two ribs in our car accident. That was actually not the worst pain I've ever experienced.
Marriage?
Oh, well, that was terrible. That was emotional pain. That was emotional pain.
Oh, what physical pain was the worst? Worse than the ribs?
Yep. The most pain I ever experienced. I'll never forget this as long as I live because it was the worst pain I ever experienced. I was like in my 20s. I had gone to the gynecologist because, I don't know, I had like weird cramps, like not your usual monthly cramps. So I found out later on, normally they put you under anesthesia, but I had terrible insurance. So I went to this gynecologist, and instead of putting me under anesthesia and looking into my uterus, she dilated my uterus while I was awake. And for women, just now, like a bunch of women listening went, oh, because they know that feeling of having your uterus dilated, like right before you give birth or like when you're pregnant, that kind of thing. Dilated my uterus with no anesthesia whatsoever. It felt like somebody took the jaws of life and stuck it in my vagina and opened up my body to look inside of it. It felt like I was being cut open. I have never experienced pain like that in my life. And I told friends of mine about it who have had babies. They're like, well, yeah, you know, your uterus dilating, that's like the whole thing that happens when you get pregnant. And I was like, yeah, this is why I'm not having babies. If that one moment was the worst pain of my life, I can't even imagine going through that.
How long did it last?
I mean, it was probably only like 30 seconds, maybe even less. But it was so excruciating. It felt like, you know how long it lasted? 20 years. I'm still talking about it. That's how long it lasted.
But you can imagine somebody giving birth for 12 hours, having that for 12 hours.
But I think in that situation, you have the amniotic fluid and you're lubricated. And a lot of women choose to get an epidural. Mm-hmm. You know, this was, and the worst thing was, she didn't really plan. She didn't really like warn me. She just did it. And I screamed out in pain. I have never screamed in a doctor's office like that.
Wow.
I yelled, like I screamed in pain. It was so bad. It was so bad. And like I said, I found out later on that usually when they do that, they put you on anesthesia, but you know,
your mom
crappy
cheap
insurance. They're like, you're lucky you even had a doctor.
Yeah. Thanks mom. For not having insurance.
So the breaking the ribs, here's the reason why breaking my ribs wasn't so bad, because when it first happened, I was still in shock. So I didn't really feel the pain until I got out of shock. And then I was like, okay, why am I in so much pain?
But one time on the air, the counter hit your ribs again.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
I'm thinking that's the worst pain.
Yeah, that I'm nearly doubled over.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that was terrible. Not like having your uterus dilated with no anesthesia.
Yeah. So she broke two ribs and then hit the ribs against the counter. And then here I am in the background going, 30 seconds.
Right. And I'm like, and I can barely breathe. Like,
all right, 10, 9, go.
Cooper and Anthony Show.
Coming out of Ed Sheeran. Talk about Ed Sheeran again.
I think I pointed to you. I think I was like, you talk.
You
I think you had to. I think you had to talk.
Yeah.
Because it was bad. But like, so that was like a 9. Dilating my uterus with no anesthesia was like a 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Out of 10, it was a 50.
Yes. Out of 10, it was a 50.
Well, mine happened Saturday.
What? No.
The worst pain I've ever felt happened 2 days ago, and I'm still not over it.
What happened to you?
All right. So I've been waiting, I don't know, a couple of weeks. I like to grill out. That's what I like to do.
Mm-hmm.
I like to put stuff on the grill and cook the grill outside. But since we grill so much, we go through the propane really fast.
Yeah.
So it's a pain in the ass because you got to take the tank out, take it to the store, bring the tank back, hook it back up. It's a pain in the ass.
Right.
And I live in the woods, so let's say that. So getting ready to go fill up the propane tank, 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, open up the door of the grill, stick my hand in, and I'm unscrewing the propane tank, and I feel the worst pain I've ever felt in my life. And I pull my hand out, and I have a wasp nest in my hand.
No!
And they stung me 5 times. 3 on my pinky and 2 on my arm.
Oh, God! Oh, ow! Ooh!
So I pull it out. I'm looking at it, and it's a huge nest. And there's 2 nests in there. But the one that I grabbed a hold of was actually on the propane tank. So I had to stick my hand in it and grab it and turn. And that's what happened.
Oh, and you can imagine, like, the wasps, it was Saturday morning. Yeah, they were just waking up. And then suddenly, out of nowhere. Them. Right. They're having like a nice morning. They're having a nice Saturday morning like they normally do, whatever wasps do first thing Saturday morning, like having their little wasp day and talking to the other wasp, like, what do you want to do today?
And then suddenly,
out of nowhere, they're under attack.
Right. So they attack back. And I'm going to tell you, those are, they should be wiped off the face of the earth. There's no reason for those things to exist. That hurt so flipping bad.
Are you allergic to bee stings or wasp stings?
No, I found out, I guess I'm not.
Oh, thank God.
But I was going to go to the ER, but I don't know. I mean, my hand blew up real big, and I took Benadryl and really didn't do anything for 2 days. And it still hurts. I can't really bend my hand that much.
Wow.
It was crazy.
I can't believe that something as simple, something that you've done a million times in your house, you know, you've reached into that tank so many times. How is it that the wasps moved in there so quickly? Has it been that long since you barbecued?
Yeah, it goes probably 3 months during the time that you switch out those tanks.
Right. But still, I mean, you use it. So why would they be living there? You wouldn't think.
I never open up the bottom drawer where the tank is, though. You put it in, you open it up, and you leave it like that.
You leave it like that
for 3 months. And I didn't even think to open it up and look in there. But, I mean, the feeling of grabbing that nest and having it in my hand.
Oh, I can't I'll even never imagine. Forget. I can't even imagine. And when you reached it and grabbed it, were you like, hey, what's this? Or what was like?
And I thought it was a spider or something, because the pain just went from 0 to 60 like that.
Wow.
And, you know, I didn't know until today that it was actually 3 stings in my pinky. I wonder why my pinky hurts so damn bad. But that's the reason.
So 3 stings in your pinky, and then so you get 6 total.
2. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. I can't believe that happened to you. What a dumbass you are.
I'm very much a dumbass. And that has proved it right there. I'm never going to go outside again. So
you know where that's never happened? Up here at East 87th Street.
87th. Yeah, you have rats there. I have hornets, but
yeah, but I would like, there's nothing. If I reach into anything here at my house, well, now, I mean, maybe now I'm starting to think like
maybe one will bite you.
Not a wasp, nest. But maybe, like, you know, there's got to be some, maybe mice are in there or cockroaches. And now I'm really paranoid.
But now I look at the guy that's on YouTube that pulls things out and lets them sting them.
Guy.
Why would you do that? That was the worst pain ever. How can you do that and want to do that?
Well, you weren't expecting it. He does it expecting it. So even though it hurts, he knows it's coming and he's doing it for science. And it's one sting that he gets. Sometimes he gets more, but
so
it's one
multiple
sting.
Multiple stings are the ones that got you.
And the surprise, the fact that suddenly it was like somebody was sticking needles in your hand for no reason. Mm-hmm. Did you think first, like when you first felt the pain, did you think that maybe I had a voodoo doll? And that's what was happening.
It felt like somebody cut my finger off. I mean, I thought it was because we have a lot of Black Widow spiders. Mm-hmm, a lot of Black Widow spiders around here. They're everywhere. So I just thought it could have been a Black Widow that got me. So yeah, we need to go to the hospital pretty quick. But no, it was, I got a good look at them when I pulled it out and saw it, and I threw it. So I don't know where the hell it went. And then I went screaming.
Wow. I got to tell you, this is you do not make country living look good.
This is and today you got like the hurricane coming. So it was so bad to drive to live here. And then when it's not raining, it's 500 degrees.
And last week your dog brought home a dead bird that it was eating.
Out,
it
wouldn't get out of his bird.
Right. Inside out dead bird. Yeah. You do not make country living look good at all. Like you make it look like, why would you ever leave a city?
Right. I think I'm moving back. 42nd Street. Here I come. But no, that's it. So never grab one of those and just, you know, unscrew it. Look first.
You don't have to worry about me doing it.
Okay. I'm just
never going to happen.
Just let you know.